18 past the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And let's welcome in Sybil. I can't do it. I know I got $100 here in front of me. I can't do it. I can't do it. Jay, take your money back.
Give me that hand back.
Okay, Sib, take your money back. Let's welcome in my man, Roland Martin, on the show. How you doing, Roland?
Skip.
Hey, they're conniving.
Skip, don't let them get you cussed out.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it.
They wanted me to say the G word. I said it yesterday, and I'm not going to say it today, okay?
Grown man. That's the G word. Grown. That's the one. That's right. That's right. Don't let them child the substitute teacher. You see how folks get substitute teachers in town, and then they want to just all of a sudden act like they're
just having a little fun.
Go ahead.
All right. Since Tom's away on vacation this weekend, they're kind of cutting up a little bit.
Cutting up a little bit. Well, I'll tell you what, somebody who is very happy, he is not going to be going away on a vacation, is former U.S. Senator John Edwards. Yesterday, the Department of Justice has decided they are not going to retry him on the other charges that he basically took $1 million-plus from a funder and circumvented campaign finance laws. We hopefully will have on the phone Sonny Hostin, True TV, and CNN legal analyst to break this down for us. But basically, of course, dude has done so much dirt, it's just unbelievable. Of course, he was having an affair with a campaign worker. Then all of a sudden, she gets pregnant. His wife, she has cancer, Elizabeth Edwards. And so then all of a sudden, the line back and forth. And then this rich woman, Bunny Mellon, basically was funneling some $1 million. Now, Sybil, what's amazing about this story, he really lucked up because three of the critical people, two are dead and one is old.
Right. exactly.
I mean, seriously, yeah. Fred Barron, the Dallas attorney who was a part of his campaign, he died. And he was the one who really was at the center of this whole deal, the whole money going back and forth. Bunny Mellon, for some reason, they chose not to call her. She's more than 100 years old. Mm. And so it was this was just sordid, nasty. It was just even reading this story each day made your head hurt.
And so I
don't know how John Edwards is going to repair his reputation. Bottom line is it was just crazy, Sybil.
Do you think he might actually, Roland, go back and do a real poor people's campaign the way he started his 2008 presidential campaign?
I don't think for a second. I mean, he claims that's his deal, but really, people who were on his campaign, they thought that was fake. They thought that wasn't But if there's anybody who needs to somehow redeem themselves in the eye of the people, it's him. Remember, he was the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
In 2004, this guy was called the golden child. He had the looks. He had, he could, the language. Mm-hmm. He was a lawyer. It was everything that you want on paper for a politician. He supposedly had it, and probably a lot of stuff not on paper. He also had as well.
Yeah.
So again, but he's not going to get retried. Basically, he's a free man. He gets to go. He's not going to go to prison. Hopefully he will repair the massive damage he's done with his children, but also do something with his life because he's a young guy.
Yeah, and be interesting to see the fallout from his baby mama book that's going to be coming out.
Hunter has
a book coming out.
The hits keep on coming. But he's thankful that Attorney General Eric Holder has decided not to move with those charges. Mm.
Thank you, Roland.
All right, folks.
I think
that's a very special guest here on the Tom Jones.
He has been a wonderful guest, Andy. We said.